Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Have you ever heard of milk sickness? It's caused by consuming contaminated milk containing a toxin from the white snake root plant, Agaritina altissima. I'd not heard of the sickness or the plant until recently, assumedly because the sickness is rare to non-existent, and the plant uncommon or rare and not widely distributed in North Dakota. White snake root's a native, short-lived perennial member of the aster family. Its native range runs roughly eastward of a line from North Dakota to Texas. O.A. Stevens included the species in his Handbook of North Dakota Plants. He noted it had been documented in Richland and Ransom counties. It has now also been documented in Cass, Grand Forks, and Trail counties. White snake root grows in moist to dry shaded areas, the edges of woods and the like. It also appears to have a preference for the margins of disturbed wooded areas. White snake root grows to maybe 3 to 4 feet high and is widely branched with small white flower heads, 1 or maybe 2 inches across on a flat-headed panicle during late summer and early fall. Later in the fall, it'll be one of the last flowers in bloom along with the goldenrods. The long white styles make the heads quite attractive. The leaves are opposite, up to 4 inches or so long, broadly ovate with sharp pointed tips, ragged teeth, and the leaf stalk or petiole about as long as the leaf blade. The major veins on the underside of the leaves are generally hairy. I was surprised to learn that this plant is toxic to cattle, and if consumed in sufficient quantities, the toxin, trematol, can contaminate the milk and meat. If contaminated milk is consumed in sufficient quantities, humans can develop milk sickness, which is often fatal to people in the Midwest during the 1800s. Deaths have been estimated to have been in the hundreds of thousands. And milk sickness may have taken the life of Abraham Lincoln's mother, Nancy Hanks Lincoln. So be on the lookout for this interesting plant, particularly if you're in the woodland margins in the eastern part of the state. I've put a couple pictures of white snake root along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.